Congratulations. How surprised were you at the announcement today?
Thank you. And I mean, I was surprised just because there's a lot of talented girls in the county, so it really means a lot to have won this award.
And to win it, just talk about the dedication, what it took for you. And it's an individual award, but I know it says a lot about the Avon basketball program as well.
Over the years, I've really worked on my game, and I definitely couldn't have done that without our coaches at Avon. So I'm grateful for them helping me. I really take pride in my grades, too, so I know that's something that went into this. So
you think about the career acolytes, Abby, 1,000 points, a lot of success over at Avon. It's just a winning program just in general from top to bottom. When you think about the football, the basketball, everything that goes on over there to the soccer, and now you're a part of that, you're cemented in that legacy. How does it feel?
It feels great. Like you said, we have great sports over at Avon. Definitely credit Frombach for all that and all the setting up he does, so love him. But Avon just built a great community around sports and really developing their student athletes.
And what about Coach over here?
Yes, I think being a part of the Avon community has been truly humbling. I know that they take a lot of pride in not only the athletic programs, but also the academics and the liberal arts and everything else. So I couldn't be more proud of Abby here, standing up here today. And she's so right that it took a team effort and the administration, coaching, and the players to make this happen. But it's a truly remarkable honor for her, and she's a remarkable young lady.
Abby, what made Abby a special player? Why was she able to have the career that she did?
Just her tireless work ethic. I know that, like she said, she took a lot of pride in not only how well she did on the court, but also in the classroom. And she was never going to settle for anything less than, you know, the best that she could. And she put in countless hours when nobody was there watching. And I think that those countless hours have definitely paid off.
And what does it mean to the Avon program to have another Miss Basketball for the young ladies that are coming up?
I mean, it's just an incredible honor for our community. And it just shows that, you know, by setting high goals for yourself and being an active member of the community and in our program, that these great accolades do come and they do happen. And she did a great job this season and throughout her high school career for us, and I know that her team is super excited for her as well.
When you think about next level ability, you know, you're moving on to play college basketball next year, and that's a pretty big program when you think about what's going on in St. Louis. You know, that's a big step. Talk about some of the excitement that awaits you there.
I'm just really excited to go work with the coaching staff. They have a great culture there, so I know I'm going to be taken care of under their wing. So I'm just really excited to work with them, and the players that they have there are really talented too.
Well, Abby, we just want to congratulate you once again. It was a pleasure watching you in high school. Best of luck as you continue your career at St. Louis.
Thank you so much.
Get back to work. There's still a half to go.
Thank you guys for everything.
Thank you so much.
That's Abby Leiber and her head coach, Megan Lyric. And again, thanks. Abby Leiber was named Miss Basketball just moments ago as she continues to talk with the press. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with the second half of the All-Star game right after this.